Jessica Barker, wellness retreat specialist on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So let's welcome back to the Business Hub, Jessica Barker. Welcome, Jessica.
Hello, back again.
You are. Yet last month we talked procrastination, the devil word.
We certainly did, and I so hope I've helped some people out of their comfort zones and smashing their routines and their world.
And tonight we're kind of doing a follow-on because we said that we were going to touch on habits. Are habits, are they good or are they bad?
Most of our habits are bad. I don't think anyone's really surprised to hear that. But I said procrastination and smashing it was all about good habits. So I thought, what a great follow-on show that I can come on here and hopefully help you all to the next step, the next level.
And the reason that we're talking about things like this, procrastination and habits, is because what you do is you help businesses, you help self-employed people, you help people with health. You do a load of things called wellness retreats. Tell us what they are and then we'll go on to habits.
Yes, I'm a life coach. I help people with their mind, body and vision for the future. And I do that by bringing them to our retreats, to 2 to 3 day solid content where you really embraced into a luxury of Yorkshire in 5-star accommodation. At the same time, we offer yoga, tai chi, mindfulness, and I'm there to really show you new habits to change your world when you go home. Okay, so we are creatures of habit. We like our comforts. We like to know where we're going and what we're doing. Some of us are a little bit spontaneous, but you'll find the spontaneous few of us still have our habits in place to feel secure. So that's where I'm going with this. If you just change a few habits in your life, you're going to have a better future, 100%. So I've got a fantastic analogy of most of you drive out there. Some of you might be driving as you're listening to this now, and I'm going to take you on a little bit of a journey and a story exactly how habits work. So when you started driving, let's take you back to that very first day you sat in your car and you're sat there, you're looking at your driving instructor thinking, this is impossible. I've got my steering wheel with my two hands on my steering wheel and I've got my gear stick next to me. And he wants me to change the gears and keep my two hands on this steering wheel. Oh, gosh. And then I look down and I've got 3 pedals, but I've only got 2 feet. How am I going to change the pedals, keep my hands on the steering wheel, change the gear and worry about the 3 pedals when I've only got 2 feet? And then your driving instructor tells you, you have mirrors. You've actually got 3 mirrors and only 2 eyes. Keep your hands on that steering wheel, change the gear and worry about your 3 pedals with your 2 feet. How are you going to manage this? Guess what? We're going to throw some noisy passengers in the back.
Did you hear about Jamie the other day?
Well, so you've got 2 hands on the steering wheel, 1 hand to change the gear, 3 pedals, 2 legs, 3 mirrors, 2 eyes, noisy people in the back, and you don't know where you're going. Let's go on the motorway and add some traffic at 70 miles an hour. You don't know where you're going. You've got traffic. You've got 2 hands on your steering wheels. You've got to change the gear. You've got 3 pedals and 2 legs. You've got people in the back. The sat nav's on. The map's over the passenger seat. Everybody's arguing. And you know what? Right now it's easy. You're doing this by habit. Day one, it was impossible, but that is habits. And that is how I can help you with real life.
Wow. You took me straight back to that horrible moment. First time, first or second time in a car. That it does seem impossible, didn't it? At that point, completely impossible.
Sweating, scared, worried, lost, mixed up. And that is what real life does to us.
So translating that into everyday life and succeeding at the things you want to succeed at and accomplishing the things you want to accomplish, how do we even start?
I'm going to leave you with the 3 R's to habits.
There's okay.
3 big R's to habits which really will help you slow your mind down and stay in control. Remember why you're doing it. and really what you want out of it, because do you know what? The bad habits are going to creep in, especially after a late night out for any reason, but they're going to creep in and it's not always going to be easy. So keep your front of mind what you want to get out of it. Routine is absolutely key. So don't think I can get up at 5:30 one morning and 8 the next and 6 a.m. the next. It has got to be the same time, otherwise a habit will not be formed. Finally, the third R is reward yourself.
Ah, that's the best part.
So, you know what? Don't be so hard on yourself that you're never giving yourself a pat on the back. If you've smashed all your weekly goals, you've got where you wanted to get, and you're proud of yourself, do something nice.
Now, the reason that you are inspiring, Jessica, to listen to you. You are a fantastic speaker. You make me feel like, as corny as it sounds, I want to be a better person. And that is what you do. If people want to make the most of this, whether it's for themselves, for their business, for their loved ones, how can they get in touch and find out more about what you do?
Yes, I'm on Twitter at ThiefHole, which you'll probably see me tagged into the Stray FM stuff. So keep an eye on Twitter for me. I'm on Facebook all the time, so you can just friend request me on Facebook. I do a lot of live feeds on there and inspiring stuff. Or you can find me on my website, jbmbv.co.uk. And that stands for Jessica Barker, Mind, Body and Vision. I will come to your business. I speak publicly to help businesses. So I love to speak and I love to inspire and I love to motivate. Or you can come and actually book a wellness retreat with me. Join me for 2 or 3 days and begin your own journey.
Jessica Barker, Wellness Retreat Specialist on Stray FM's Business Hub.